farm experience is fairly recent.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, I did have a little bit of experience as a child going out on weekends to the Spills plantation, but I don't know whether I could say that their place was typical or not, or that they are what they used to refer to their own equipment and buildings, etc., was typical.
Yeah. Okay. Well, what about in the springtime? What's the thing you used like earlier, a couple months ago? What do they use to break up the ground?
A disc harrow.
A disc harrow. What do they use before that?
Plow.
Plow. Okay.
Of course, you refer to the particular piece, though, that cuts into the soil itself as a coulter.
Is a coulter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And
now, wait a minute. That could be an acquisition, come to think of it.
That's somewhat later,
yeah,
you think?
Yeah, uh-huh. That I'm sure that as a child, I always heard plow.
Mm-hmm.
And even while harrow, more recent than plow, it is still old enough to be part of youthful speech.
Yeah, right. Well, what about, a minute ago we were talking about wagon wheels. What is it that the wagon wheel fits onto?
An axle,
okay. Now, often you'll have a thing that you lay, it's kind of an X frame like this, that you lay a log across in order to cut it up.
Mm-hmm. Sawhorse.
Sawhorse.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what about if it's what about if it's an A-frame thing like this that maybe you lay planks across to make a table?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You call that a sawhorse too?
Yes, but then, darn it, there's something else that I call that also.
They often use them like a barbecue or something like that.
Yeah. Uh huh. I need another bill.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, let me see if I can think about that.
What's up? But you say you've heard Charlie Horse.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, let's move along. Let me see. You straighten your hair with a comb and a what?
A brush.
And a brush. Okay. And if you if you're going to use one of those things, you do what to your hair?
You comb your hair.
Comb your hair, or if you're not using a comb, if you're using a brush, then what do?
Brush your hair.
Brush your hair, mm-hmm. Okay. Now, if you have in the old days, I bet you would know about this. In the old days, they had a straight razor, and you'd sharpen the straight razor on what?
Either a strap or a straw.
Or a strap.
I think that... I heard both.
Mm-hmm.
I knew a barber who referred to his as a razor strop.
Mm-hmm.
But then I also heard many people talk about their strop.
Mm-hmm.
Or they would strop their razor.
Strop a razor, yeah. Okay. Well, what about if you weren't... Well, if you have a shotgun, what do you put in a shotgun?
Shells.
Shells.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what if it's not live ammunition? You're just firing blank
cartridges.
Cartridges. Okay.
But I wouldn't think of cartridges as going into a shotgun at all. I think that a blank cartridge is going into a rifle or a pistol.
Mm-hmm.
Then of course the cartridge is the shell that holds the powder.
Yeah.
And it's interesting that I do know that a lot of people use cartridge for the entire bullet.
Uh-huh.
But I have heard, I think the Army refers to, like, say, the brass as a spent cartridge.
Uh-huh.
And I usually think of that as being the shell.